Welcome back to the Internet Advisor with Gary Baker, Kyle Carson, and myself, Ed Rudell, where we're talking with the gentleman from IT and the D. I'm sorry, guys, I said gentleman.
And I use the term loosely.
Yes. And, you know, and it's just another one of those times where we wish we were recording what happens in between the commercial breaks.
Yeah, that was, and as a matter of fact, and I stopped you guys and I said, wait, this would be really good on the air. We can't talk about, oh yeah, we could try it the second time.
We're never going to.
You never know what's going to happen with these guys. They're more ragged than a bowl of sauerkraut.
Love me some sauerkraut.
That sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, let's talk about it anyway. I mean, we're going to take a shot at it. Tell us the direction. What are you going to do with IT and the D? Now that you hit that big million dollar?
5 million listens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got a couple advertising agencies that are working for us now. They came to us. We got yelled at a few times by people going, do you realize what your numbers are? Are you guys stupid?
Yes.
Yeah. So, so then we're taking a lot of direction from those guys because they're dealing with people that are doing the YouTube blogs making 20 grand a week on ridiculous things that I never thought even existed. It opened up my world. I'm like, are you kidding me? So we're taking the plunge. We're going to probably take the podcast to a video format saying, hey, in case you missed it, here's a 5 minute clip.
Even though, as we always say, we do have faces for radio. We're going to go ahead and dive
into video. So avatars then, right?
No. Okay. We're getting custom made puppets of me and him. So we're going to take the 5 minute clips, so go into the table. We're getting the hockey jersey Dave and suit coat Bob, you know, and we're going to reenact a couple scenes from our podcast.
Welcome,
see if that works.
Welcome to IT and the D.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be hard not to do the Yoda voice.
Right.
So I mean, once you get to a certain point with your show, are you thinking about other shows?
Well, that's a, you know,
a whole channel, podcast channel.
We spend a lot of time kind of reading on where this thing's going because we're learning by the day. We walked into something we had no idea existed, and podcast networks now are a big direction, big thing. So, I mean, we have 24/7 access to the studio. We're thinking about bringing in some shows, kind of saying, hey, for two years we've been falling down, breaking things. I think we kind of figured it out. Let's help you get your show up and then kind of, you know, share in the revenue.
So if people have really good ideas, they should be contacting you. Go to itandthed.com.
Absolutely.
And hashtag cheap plug. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So with the new studio, we went ahead and we set up our own 24/7, you know, our own 24/7 stream. So, I mean, we've got basically our back catalog of shows that are running just to fill airtime when we're not live.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, we've got room for folks that want to either come in and record with us, or if they want to syndicate content over to us, we can totally do that too. It's, again, we don't know why we have the platform that we have, but as long as we have it, we'll use it.
So the content that they'll provide or have there, does it have to be IT content, or it can be anything?
It could be in and around. I think it could be Detroit-based. In and around IT, it doesn't need to be like the geek out. You know, the comic book guys, we're doing a couple shows with some guys that are, they talk about sci-fi movies and comic books.
So
that fits right in.
So if it's, as long as it's within the geek universe.
Absolutely.
Right, that ecosystem of comic books, Comic-Con, anime, IT, fix your own computer.
Monster energy drinks, yeah.
Yeah, the whole shooting match.
Unless we get a couple like pro athletes that want to do a show, like we'll be flexible. You know what I mean? Like it's not.
You'll find some room.
Yeah. Big or something.
Yeah.
You have to shoehorn them in there somewhere.
Right.
Flexibility.
So when you get this going, I mean, you're going to quit your day jobs? I mean, you guys really actually do pretty good work.
We don't know who's
jobs,
listening. Right? No, we're not quitting our day jobs.
Okay. We love our jobs. The fulfillment and enjoyment that we get from our day jobs would never allow that to happen.
Hi, boss. Love you.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a bell.
Sorry.
Where's the cheap hotel bell? Yeah.
Who came up with that question? I don't know.
Gary.
No, I mean, honestly, we really don't know. This is what we've done and what we've always laughingly called our free time. And that's what it still is. And
this is bowling night for me and Dave. So, yeah. I mean, you don't quit your job over bowling night, but all of a sudden, you know, you hit the pros and it changes your outlook a little bit.
Well, and it's one of those things where, I mean, even now, I mean, we're kind of insulating ourselves from the day-to-day stuff. Like, so, I mean, you know, when people want to come in and do a show, we can give them key fob access to the studio to come in and record. We don't need to be there. We don't need to do, you know, it's sort of like, I mean, stupid analogy, but I mean, like, so I've had my own hosting company since 97. I don't do tech support for it. I have a remote help desk. There's high school kids that take care of that nonsense for me.
Yep.
Same kind of thing here. We don't need, you know, neither one of us want to be involved in the day-to-day headaches, but as it comes up and as we need to be and help things grow, yeah, that's what we want to do.
And as things, I mean, with all due respect and common sense, which is probably something you guys don't use a lot of,
zing.
If it comes to a time where this thing is making a heck of a lot.
He meets us twice in 8 months and he has us nailed.
Well, you know, you got to go as fast as
possible. That was the first 10 seconds. seconds the first time.
But I mean, honestly, I mean, if you're making, you know, $12 billion with IT and the D and you're working a normal job, making $100,000, I guess, you know, common sense is going to fall.
At some point in time.
No, yes, we'll be in the Caribbean somewhere. You'll never see us again if we make that much money.
It'll be IT in the Caymans.
Exactly.
Hey, could you do that?
Absolutely.
All right. That sounds good. That's the whole
IT in the sea.
That's the whole idea.
You IT know, in the Deutschland. Yeah, IT in the V for the Virgin Islands. We could be in.
So it's a franchise.
There you go.
Look at that. Well, you know something? As soon as they get that Virgin Island one up and going, I think we definitely have to go down and do a remote.
I definitely think you're right.
We're all in.
We could do that.
Yeah, but we have a remote. That's the thing now. The thing where we're moving, we bought remote gear. So we're actually doing our two-year anniversary at our event the first Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday. We're going to be at Stray Cat in Clinton Township, and we're doing a live remote celebrating our two-year anniversary of the podcast. So we have the ability to basically remote broadcast from anywhere at any time.
So, Neri, let's go back to the valley.
IT in the San Joaquin Valley. I think that sounds great.
Well, you know that you know. Why do they have a Greater San Joaquin Valley? Is there a lesser one? No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not San Joaquin. It's Greater Silicon Valley.
Okay, gotcha. The IT and the D thing. When you decided that you wanted to get this going, I'm just curious because you know there's other people out there who are interested in podcasting stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What sort of investment did you have to like roll up to be able to do something like this?
Honestly, not much. I mean, so from, and we actually have, so Bob just published the first part of So You Want to Be, you know, How Not to Suck at Podcasting or Starting a Podcast, which was like the softer side of it. So it's the, you know, getting people involved and how do you want to do it and your cadence and all that stuff. I'm actually in the middle of writing part two that's about to go live, which is about all of the technical side of it. So what equipment do you need? From our standpoint, we worked out of a studio. So, I mean, it was like studio rental fees and that's about it. But like, as Bob just said, you know, we just went out and we bought all the remote gear. We went through and, you know, I went through all the specs on what, how nuts you can get with stuff, but then the bare bones of what's actually needed. I mean, you can get started podcasting with your laptop, free software that are available from the internet,
couple hundred
Audacity,
bucks,
and a decent USB mic, and you're ready to podcast.
And or the sound treatment too. I mean, you can't skimp on. I mean, but $100 gets you enough foam to cover a room. So.
Yep. So you could go through and do all that, or you can make your life easier and just use the facilities of IT and ID.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I mean, we, you know, one of the things in the blog that I wrote, one of the first thing is, you know, like I see all the time, hey, we're doing this podcast, we're dropping it out on, and we're saying it on Facebook, and we're
why
not getting
is nobody
any
listening?
Why is nobody listening? And the thing, we did it backwards, where we built the community, right? We had the networking events, we did speaking engagements, we had 5,000 people on LinkedIn following IT and the D. So for us, walking in and doing a podcast was very natural.
Well, great. We're going to come back and talk some more about that when we come back from the break. So in the meantime, we're going to take a break real quick and come back. We'll be with the IT and the D. IT and the D guys. Yep. It's hard to say. You guys got to change your name. And we'll be back.
You should try Bob Waltonspiel and Dave Phillips. You know,
as you can see, I stayed away from that. But we'll be back to talk to these guys some more and find out some more about IT and the D here on the Internet Advisor.